Okay, so we are now ready to publish our app. So once you have a working app after several back and forth chats, it's time to actually publish it to our special hosting site that can that's really dedicated to hosting software applications such as ours. So, you know, at this point, you should have bug tested it, and you basically have a local app, okay? So the way that we've tested this thing is we're going to be running it initially on our own computer within our browser. There's not going to be any user sign up, so, you know, that's absolutely fine. What I like to do to start with is to actually build the first basic version that I know runs for me, does the basic functionality on my computer. There's no sign up, there's no login. And then what we're going to try and do is we can return to the sign up and the login later on. But for now, we make sure it works, and then we build it and we now upload it to our hosting site. Now, again, this is something that I'll demonstrate. It's something that the AI will tell you to do, okay? So, you know, the deeper and deeper you get into this training, the less and less you really need me, because the AI can kind of guide you through this and understands all of this better than me. You know, I've only been doing this for a few weeks. I'm as probably a similar level of understanding to all this as you are. At this point, it's that new. It really is that new, okay? And there are certain things that I have, like, you know, domain-specific knowledge where I've been doing it for, like, 10 or 15 years, and I'm super-duper advanced at it, and I'm one of the top, like, 50 or 100 people on the planet. This is something that is, A, it's not something that I've really got a lot of experience in, which is coding, but the AI coding itself is literally just a few weeks old in terms of using Sonnet 3.5, okay? And so as much as I'm trying to guide you through, bear in mind that Sonnet 3.5 is, you know, is the one to listen to rather than me. But broadly, what we're going to do is we are going to run commands in Terminal to build the app. We are going to develop the app and run it on our local device. And again, I'm just repeating back what Claude is going to say to me. I'll demonstrate all of this in the demo video, which I'll do of me building a live app. But then when it works, we are going to deploy it and host it on a website called Netlify. So here is how we do that. So the first thing we want to do is to log in, and I'll demonstrate all this, but I'm just putting this here just so you can kind of see. We are going to click on the manual deploy option. We will find our build folder, which is when we asked VS Code to run npm run build. It built it for us. That's the folder we are going to drag into Netlify. We're going to potentially add a password, which is just another level of security, but you'll need a pro account to do that. That's optional. We will want to paste in our environment file data, which is all the file, all the, like, the API keys and stuff that we don't want to put on a public website. We want to keep it secure, and so that's why we use that environment file. And then we're going to open it up in Netlify. We're going to go to the URL. Does it work? If it doesn't work, then we're going to look at the console. Are there any issues? It may be that there are cause issues. So basically what this means is when we first run it on our local device, Claude had to make certain files and settings work so that it worked within our local browser. Now that we're actually publishing it to the internet, we need some different settings. And so there may be changes that are needed. And again, the way that we see these is just by trying to run it. Does it work? Does it not work? What happens? Take a screenshot, copy any errors, go into console and grab the errors there, and then, you know, tell Claude, this has gone wrong, this is what's happened. It worked on my local device, but now I'm trying to publish to Netlify, and this is what I'm seeing. And again, remember as before, if there are bugs, if Claude suggests that we edit files, then, you know, go to VS Code, grab the latest code of that file, paste it in and just say, are you sure we are editing the latest version? This is the latest version. Now, if Claude, you know, just gave you that code two messages ago, then it's probably still in its context history. But if it's a file it's not mentioned for a long time, I always like to paste it in, you know, because it's not been talked about for a while, just because I know Claude may have forgotten it. And again, remember that we want to send long, detailed telegram-style messages. You know, like we're sending a transatlantic telegram message, okay? And we always want to save our versions every time that you lock in some kind of a win. you're getting some kind of a working version. We finish your session, you know, after a few days of building an app, you should have like, you should be up to like version 12. So you should have like 12 folders in your computer. And obviously once you get to the final version, you know, you can delete all those old versions. That's fine. But we want to make sure that we do have multiple backups. Okay. So that's how we publish our app. I will, of course, demonstrate this. But that is the fundamentals of it. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.